evening. It's good to be here this evening with you. And I didn't know if I was going to be preaching up here or preaching in the back. I had one podium back there, so I thought I might be preaching to the wall back there. But here we are. This evening's lesson is I've entitled "Keeping a Clear Conscience." Keeping a clear conscience, and we're going to look at Acts chapter 24. We'll be in Acts chapter 24. In this lesson, we're going to see that our conscience plays a big role. It seems like a small thing, but it plays a big role. We will also see that we need to have a clear conscience. First point this evening, we're going to talk about Paul's conscience. Paul's conscience. You know, in Acts chapter 24 there, and let's look at verse 5. Acts chapter 24 and verse 5. "For we have found this man a real pest and a fellow who stirs up dissension among all the Jews throughout the world and a ringleader of the sect of the Nazarenes." You know, let's talk about Paul's conscience. Well, Paul was referred to here as a pest. He stirred up dissension among the Jews throughout the world. He was looked at as a ringleader of the Nazarenes. You know, but he got a chance to speak on his behalf. Paul got a chance here to speak on his behalf. And I want us to look at there, if you go on down in 24 there, and let's look at verse 10. Verse 10. "When the governor had nodded for him to speak, Paul responded, 'Knowing that for many years you have been a judge to this nation, I cheerfully make my defense.'" He got a chance to speak on his behalf, and he did it cheerfully. He did it cheerfully. You know, when we defend who we are and what we are, do we do it cheerfully? Do we do it cheerfully? You know, we need to be happy who we represent. We need to be happy with who we represent and make sure we represent Christ in a pleasing way. You know, it's hard to be Christ-like in everything that we do, but it's something that we must practice. It's something we must practice each and every day. You know, Paul was not afraid to defend himself with what he was being accused of. He wasn't afraid of that. You know, one of these days, you know, we will give an account for all we've done in this life. You know, in 1 Timothy chapter 4, if you would turn with me to 1 Timothy chapter 4, and let's look at verses 1 and 2. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. "But the Spirit explicitly says that in later times, some will fall away from the faith, paying attention to deceitful spirits and doctrines of demons," verse 2, "by means of the hypocrisy of liars, seared with their own conscience as with a branding iron." You know, sometimes our conscience can be seared like a branding iron. You know, Paul did what was right by telling Felix, you know, in Acts chapter 24, he did what was right by telling Felix that he served the God of his fathers. He served the God of his fathers, believed everything in accordance with the law, in verse 14. He believed everything in accordance with the law. Also, he had a hope in God. He had a hope in God and believed in the resurrection of the righteous and the wicked. He believed that. You know, and that's also in verse 16 of Acts chapter 24. But he uses the word "blameless conscience" toward God and before man. You know, the New King James Version used the offense to God and to man. You know, it's never good to offend God or man. Our conscience can bother us, but it can also keep us in check. You know, we should not want to offend anyone. We are to act lovingly with one another. You know, 1 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 12, the Bible reads, "And so, by sinning against the brethren and wounding their conscience, when it is weak, you sin against Christ." You know, there's a way we can talk to each other without offending one another or offending others. We must speak in love when we talk to one another. You know, we should not want to kick a person down or kick a person when they are down. You know, that's the problem. We need to pick them up. You know, most of us have a weak conscience, or have had a weak conscience, and it does not help when someone else comes down hard on us. It does not help. Sometimes the timing could be off. You know, in this, we must remember the golden rule that we've heard. You know, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Also in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 18 and 19. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 18 and 19. And this is to Timothy. This command I entrust to you, Timothy, my son, in accordance with the prophecies previously made concerning you, that by them you fight the good fight. Verse 19. Keeping the faith and a good conscience, which some have rejected and suffered shipwreck in regard to their faith. You know, Timothy was a very trustworthy man, but he was also young. He was young in his ministry, but he was a very trustworthy man. You know, Paul fought the good fight, and he wanted Timothy to follow in his footsteps. Can our faith be a shipwreck? Can our faith be a shipwreck? And yes, it can. You know, we must be like Timothy and Paul and not allow our faith to be shaken. You know, we should have a good conscience. There are those today who have rejected their faith. They have rejected their faith in God that they once had. You know, we can have an evil conscience. We can have an evil conscience. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 22. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 22. The Bible reads, "Let us draw near with a sincere heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water." You know, I wonder sometimes, do we draw near with a sincere heart? Do we draw near to God with a sincere heart, or are we just going through the motions? You know, many times our hearts are far, you know, many times our hearts aren't in the right place. Sometimes our hearts can be far from God. Sometimes our hearts can be far from God. Point number two this evening, how do we maintain a blameless conscience with God? How do we maintain a blameless conscience with God? Well, prayer can help us. Prayer can help us. In Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 18. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 18. The Bible reads, "Pray for us, for we are sure that we have a good conscience, desiring to conduct ourselves honorably in all things." You know, also in 1 Samuel chapter 24 and verse 5, you know, it came about afterward that David's conscience, it bothered him. It bothered him because he had cut off the edge of Saul's robe. David persuaded his men not to rise up against Saul. You know, if we have done wrong, our conscience can bother us so much that we do something about it. You know, one thing we must realize is that some people just don't care who they hurt by things they say. 1 Peter chapter 3, if you would, 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. And the Bible reads, "And keep a good conscience, so that in the thing in which you are slandered, those who revile your good behavior in Christ will be put to shame. For it is better, if God will it so, that you suffer for doing what is right, rather for doing what is wrong." You know, our conscience plays a big role in our lives. You know, in everything we say and everything we do. You know, in Colossians chapter 3 and verse 17, and we must keep this in mind, Colossians chapter 3, verse 17, "Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through Him to God the Father." You know, we do have a lot to be thankful for. You know, sometimes we forget that everything we have is God's. Everything we have is God's. Yes, we have it in our possession, but everything we have, the Lord has provided for us. The Lord has provided those things. Many times we get to thinking too much about things instead of thinking more about our spirituality. You know, that's the most important. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 18. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 18. The Bible reads, "Little children, let us not love with word or with tongue, but deed and truth." You know, we have been given the truth, and if we don't share what we know, how are we doing our conscience any good? You know, we should be like Paul and speak cheerfully about the truth. That way others may want Christ in their life. That way others may want Christ in their life. You know, by doing what God wants us to do and not trying to please men or ourselves, you know, that's the way we can keep our conscience clear. You know, we have an awesome God, and we need to look to Him for guidance. In all things, we need to look to Him for guidance. Point number three this evening is, how can we maintain a blameless conscience with man? How can we maintain a blameless conscience with man? Well, by our actions. By our actions. Watching what we say and how we say it. Do we ever think about someone else's conscience? Many times we aim to hurt a person with our words. James chapter 1 and James chapter 1 and verse 26. James chapter 1 and verse 26. "If anyone thinks himself to be religious and yet does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this man's religion is worthless." You know, that is some harsh words, but we must abide by them. You know, we can say some hurtful things, but we don't want our religion to be worthless. Our religion needs to be worth something. "If anyone thinks that he is religious," if he thinks he's religious, "yet does not bridle his tongue, his religion is worthless." So basically, we need to practice what we preach. You know, praise is something positive that comes from our mouth and our tongues. You know, we need more praise and less negativity in the world. We need more praise and less negativity. We cannot allow the world to tell us how to live. You know, we need to speak where the Bible speaks and be silent where the Bible's silent. You know, no one is perfect. You know, Jesus was the only perfect person. He was the only perfect person that walked this earth, and we must strive to be more like Him each and every day. You know, it takes a lot of work on our part, but we must teach in a way people can understand what they must do. We must feed our conscience good things. We must feed our conscience good things to try to keep everything as positive as possible. Philippians chapter 4, I'm going to give a few verses here that will help us in our daily walk. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. These are probably some familiar passages, but it helps us with our conscience. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13, "I can do all things through Him who strengthens me." You know, that's what we always need to keep in mind. You know, it should help our conscience. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13. "No temptation has overtaken you, but such as is common to man. And God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will provide the way of escape also, so that you will be able to endure it." We're not going to be tempted on more than what we can bear, more than what we can stand. You know, couldn't help but think of Ananias and Sapphira. You know, they had a conscience, but they haven't had an evil conscience. They had a chance to do what was right, but they chose to do what was wrong. Mark chapter 10 and verse 27 is another passage that we can use. It says, Mark chapter 10 and verse 27, the Bible reads, "Look at them," Jesus said, "with people it is impossible, but not with God. For all things are possible with God." These are just some verses that will help us with our conscience each and every day. You know, we can't be like Ananias and Sapphira. We must try to do the right things. May we strive to do the will of God, and may we try to please Him. He's the one that we need to be worried about. He's the one that we try to please and not try to please ourselves. and try to please man. Our faith needs to be strong and immovable. We must keep a good conscience and not let it get bad. We need to allow God to work in our lives and see Him working in our lives. This evening, the lesson is yours. If you haven't become a child of God, haven't put Christ on in baptism, or if you are a child of God and need prayers of the church, or if you've struggled, whatever your need is, go ahead and make it be made known as we stand and sing the invitation.